We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Tet Vav in the Machon Shalem edition, page Lamed Vav in the Mishor edition, page Lamed Tes in the Mosad Harav Kook edition. And we're going to make a run for it. We're going to try to encompass the subject matter here with the Ran. And maybe we will have to go back and clarify a few points next week. But I want to try and cover the ground first, page Tes Vav in your edition, Asher Chaim. Want to pass to me? Here you go. The bottom of the page. Lazer. So we're going to discuss today Adam and Rishon's placement in Gan Eden and Adam's sin. So the Ran says the following, and again, We'll see how much clarity we could get. I think we'll have more clarity when we finish the subject, and then maybe we'll see if we need to go back to this next week. Velazeh. And therefore, Gam ken husam migan Eden asher hu mivchar hamkomot, he was also placed in the Garden of Eden, which is the chosen place, be'avir u'mezeg, be it with its air, be it with the temperature, the weather there. Neot el amine enoshi yoter mikol ma she'efshar she'imatze. It is the most fitting place for the human race to be, better than any other place. That's why Adam was placed in Gan Eden. Mitzura v'ze gamkin, and combined with this, was also shemipnei she'kiven ba'adam she'lo itasek ki'im b'muskalot, because the godly intent was that Adam, the human being, will spend his time dealing with spiritual concepts, because the physical things are what really cause death. So God wanted him to focus on growing spiritually. Notice that the Ran is giving us a very, very important concept here, which he will develop, that the human being who is formed from spiritual and physical can have the spiritual overcome the physical to the extent that he remains living. Meaning the only reason he dies is because his physical is pulling him down. If he can reach a point where his physical does not pull him down, then he won't die. Let's see how the Ran builds that concept. But the Ran is taking us through a philosophical journey now. And he's starting off by telling us Adam was placed in the Garden of Eden where potentially he could spend his time growing his spiritual aspects, because the physical aspects of life, the material aspects, are what really cause death. So therefore God placed Adam in a place, yikach mimenu mezono, where he could take his food, his sustenance, b'li amal ve'igia, without toil, v'chol zeh lo haya maspik lo latet lo chayim nitzchiyim, mitzad mizgo ve'arkavato. And all of this couldn't have given him eternal life because of the human nature, because when it came to the aspects of his physical being, it was created from a physical body, and a physical body deteriorates. But because his nefesh, his soul, would overpower his physical, so then he could have lived an eternal life. Noten laguf kiyum ve'amida. So the spiritual supports the physical. We think, well, I'm alive, I have to eat. So I eat so that my nefesh can live. I can only serve Hashem if I take care of my physical body. True, that's life today. But when God placed Adam in Gan Eden, he had to eat. He still had to take care of himself. There was food in Gan Eden. But he had the potential to raise his neshama to the point where the neshama keeps the goof alive. Just like Moshe and Eliyahu lived for 40 days without eating and drinking, because their nefesh reached such a level that their body could remain 40 days without eating and drinking. We have to think whether the Ran could agree with the Kuzari. Remember, the Kuzari's point is that Moshe was an exceptional human being. He was different than the rest of the human race. He was able to live 40 days and 40 nights without eating. Is that what the Ran is saying? Point to think about. Is the Ran in agreement with the Kuzari? Let's continue. וזהו אצלי פירוש כי ביום החולך ממנו מות תמות. And this is what I think the verse means when it says, on the day you eat from the forbidden fruit, die, you will certainly die. כי זה המאמר איננו עונש על המרי. Because God's saying so is not a punishment for the fact that he, so to speak, rebelled against God's commandment. God said, don't eat from the fruit, for on the day you eat from it, you will die. Is that the punishment? No, says the Ran, it is not the punishment. Kilu ayachen, for if it were so, that the death was a punishment for having eaten from that fruit, einenu ra'ui sheikulalot b'cheto, then it's not fitting that he should get cursed with his sin. He's going to get the punishment of death. Why does he need to be cursed? Aval sheyanish be'onish anigzar alav. What should have happened was, Adam ate from the forbidden fruit, and he drops dead. God said, that's the punishment. That's a punishment he should have got. Why is it that we have all the curses? Your punishment is going to be this and that and the other thing. Wait a second. Didn't God tell him if you eat from the forbidden fruit, you'll die? So that should be the punishment he got once he ate from the forbidden fruit. What should have been is he should have gotten the punishment that had been declared if he transgressed the commandment. And that should have been, he should have died, nothing else. ומדוע יקלל עוד מעשה ידיו? Why would God curse the fruit of his hand? ושתהיה אדמה ארורה באדון, that the earth was cursed because of him. Why do we have all of that? אבל סוד העניין כמו שפירשנו, but the secret of the concept is the way we explain. כי כל שלמות מזגו, that when it came to the wholeness of his nature, the wholeness of Adam, והיותו שוכן ממבחר המקומות, and his living in the chosen place, lo yaspik kol ze liyoto chay l'ad l'olam. That's not enough for him to live an eternal life. When God put him in the Garden of Eden, the fact that the Garden of Eden was the perfect place to live, that wouldn't have given Adam eternal life. Im lo mitzat tikvot ha-nefesh v'kocha. If not for the fact that Adam's soul would be so strong, would be growing so much, that would give him eternal life. And it's known that the nefesh gets stronger within a person the more he uses it to grow in spirituality. And his nefesh gets smaller when he takes time to deal with the more material aspects of life. And it's known that this tree, whichever tree it was, its nature was to arouse man and draw him to a material life, draw him to physical things. Whatever tree it was, if it was a grapevine and he drank wine, if it was some other tree, whatever tree it was, doesn't matter, says the Ran. The nature of that tree was to draw man to be a more material being. Like our sages said, chitaita. One opinion in Chazal is that the Eitz Hadas was that he harvested wheat. The Eitz Hadas was wheat. She'en atid nok yodea liko abba v'ima ad she'itom tam dagan. Our sages say, a child does not know to declare father, mother, till he tastes the taste of wheat. The wheat causes a child to be able to speak and develop physically. U'mipnei zeh amar lo Hashem yitbarach. And that's why God told Adam, u'me'etz hadat tov v'ra lo tochal mimenu. And from that tree that gives knowledge of good and bad, don't eat from that tree. Ki hineni modiacha, for I'm letting you know now, ki v'yom acholcha mimenu tiyeh ben mavet, that on the day you eat from that fruit, you will be worthy of death. Ki itchazku kochot aguf, because in the material aspects of your life, your physical will be empowered, v'techalesh nafshecha, and so your soul will be weakened. And if it's only a question of your corporal, your physical body, you're not fitting for eternal life. So in this pasuk was the warning and the reason. There wasn't a punishment here. God didn't say if you eat from the forbidden fruit, the punishment will be that you will die. God said your potential for life is your spirituality. You can grow in spirituality so long as you don't eat from that fruit. Once you eat from that fruit, you can still grow in spirituality, but you're limited. You will not be able to attain the level of eternal life. And the woman, says the Ran, the woman, she didn't understand the depths of the secrets, the reasoning behind it. She didn't understand this concept that eating from the fruit will prevent eternal life. We have to understand, according to the Ran, what was the woman's sin. And it could be that Adam also did not understand the depths of why eating from the fruit would cause death. That's why the woman thought things are the things should be understood literally. That tree is destructive to the nature of the body. That's why the verse stresses, the woman saw, hey, this fruit is good. I thought God said that if you eat the fruit, it destroys the body. It's bad for you. I see, I eat it, it's good. The verses took length at explaining this. They explained to us what was the woman's error. What she thought, she thought what God was saying is that if you eat from that fruit, so then it'll destroy the body, it'll destroy the equilibrium in the body. She saw it wasn't that way. The wise people say that the nature is that things that cause death will not have a good smell, a good taste, and you'll feel good when you come close to them. Anything you find, this was a given in their time, that tastes good and smells good by nature. A plant that has these attributes, can't be that it is poisonous. Okay, so this needs work.
Bitter taste, it's like cider for poison. It's bitter.
So that's what our scientist says. Okay, Baruch Hashem, you're here. I wouldn't have known that. That's what the scientist said in the Ran's time, but I didn't know that science today agrees with that. Okay? Umipnei ze, birot ha'isha ha'priya hu v'tchunotah v'rechov v'toharo. And that's why when the woman saw that fruit, its nature, its smell, the way it looked, it seems to go in line with the human nature. So she decided, she thought, this fruit can't be a fruit of death, something that shortens life. Then undoubtedly she was right in her logic. When you look at the nature of the fruit and the nature of the human being, really, by nature, it wouldn't weaken the body. It wouldn't cause the body to be lacking. She was right. That fruit strengthened the body, strengthened its strength. But because it strengthened the body, it weakened the soul. She was right. She said, this fruit smells so good. And then when she ate it, she felt so much stronger, so much better. So now, she's right. It does strengthen the body. That was exactly God's point. If you strengthen the body, if you make the body have more desire, more strength, then you're weakening the soul. And it weakened the soul to the point where the soul could not keep the body extent. The soul is now weakened. And the soul could only keep the body going so much. Because now the body is the stronger part. Meaning this concept, she was right. The forbidden fruit strengthens the body. But it strengthened the body to the weakening of the life. Because the life is not the body. The soul sustains the life. And if the body overpowers the soul, so then the body, when the body dies, the soul has to go. The soul can't remain in the body. So long as the body was weaker, then the soul had the potential for eternal life. Listen to this beautiful concept that the Ran is telling us. Yeah. And notice, we're studying this already for months. This is one drasha. That's the beautiful thing about the Ran. And every time we read one paragraph and look at how many things he teaches us. And because of this, what was fitting was that Adam would be punished when he transgressed God's commandment. Because this concept that he was now susceptible to death, that wasn't a punishment like we explained. God said, don't eat from it. If you eat from it, you will die. That's not a punishment. If you eat from it, then ultimately you will die. You will not have eternal life. I'm telling you why it's good for you not to eat from it. But God also gave him a mitzvah. God gave him a commandment and said, don't eat. He transgressed. For that transgression, for that he was punished, and that's why we have all the other punishments. Aval haya onsho, but his punishment was shekasho bachar ta'avot einyanim amfusamim, because he chose the desires for the physical things in life. Ken yiyal kochot tzarich alehem yoter, if that's what he decided. So his punishment was, now you're going to need them more. V'nishka alehem, and you'll sink down to the physical. Sheyadua, for it is known, ki kasho yimtza adam ha-mitztarech elav benikle, that when a person finds the things he needs easily, lo yitztech lachshov machshavot rabot, he doesn't have to think a lot, v'liyoto nishka b'mpulsamot, he doesn't have to sink in the material things. You learn Machon Meir, your lunch is ready for you, your supper is ready for you. You don't have to spend your time thinking, well, where am I going to go shopping? How am I going to make ends meet? Everything's taken care of it. You don't spend your time thinking about the physical world. You could spend your life thinking about spiritual things. You could spend your life learning. When things come easy, we don't have to invest time and effort in them. And the less time and effort is spent on the material aspects of life, so the more one can grow in the spiritual aspects of life. Aval kasha yizra, but when a person has to go out there, plow the field and plant the seeds. V'adamata tzmiach kotz v'derdar. And then the plants have all kinds of thorns growing around them, so you have to spend your time taking out the weeds. Yichle zmano. A person ends up spending his time b'nezek u'be'ala b'derech asher b'chalma. He spends his time. What's he doing? He's spending his time working. He's spending his time in the physical. He has to wake up early in the morning to go out and check how his crops are doing. He has to spend his time with the earth. He has to spend his time with the material aspects of life, the way which Adam chose. Ad shelo yagia elav kinyan chashuv, till he reaches the point that he doesn't attain that great important thing, ki im inyan. What I mean to say is, hitaskut bilti bal tachlit, he works and there's no end. You plow the field to have food, to eat the food, to plow the field again. You're getting food to have strength to make more food. He's spending his life in this vicious cycle like the mouse on the wheel. Ukmo she'amar Kohelet, and like Ecclesiastes said, ki la'adam shetov lefanav, for to a person who is good before the Creator, Natan Chochma Vedat Vesimcha, God gave him wisdom and knowledge and happiness. Velachoten, to the sinner, Natan Inyan Lesof Elichnos, God gave it that he spends his life thinking, how can I make more money? How can I put more money in the bank account? He spends his life trying to amass wealth. What's he going to do with all that wealth? He ends up dying without enjoying it or spending it or using it. Ratzalomar, what he meant to say is, Shelotagelav Rak. He spends his life being busy trying to attain. So Shlomo Amel says one of the things that God created in the world is that he made the sinner spend his life trying to acquire, trying to attain. And that's why Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden. God put him in the darkness of earth to spend his time thinking, how will I make ends meet? How will I make it work? How will I plant? How will I harvest? How will I have food for tomorrow? He eats the food tomorrow so that he could continue working to have food for the next day. He's entered that spinning wheel that the mouse runs on, and that was the curse of man. That was the punishment of man. The fact that he died was not a punishment. It was just a direct result of the fact that he ate from the fruit. And Mezrat Hashem, we will continue. We're out of time, but the Ran is going to give us a deeper understanding to the curse of the woman, etc. We'll continue Mezrat Hashem next week.